In 2010, I was in the highly bizarre and, I thought, unprecedented position of doubting the identity of the man that I had been in an intimate relationship with for 6 years. Up until that point, I thought I'd met the man that I would be with for years and years.
I had a relationship with a man that I knew as Mark Stone. He moved into a house with me and some friends, and we lived together for over a year.
He got really involved in my family, from playing with my nieces and nephews with me, to coming to my father's funeral with me, to being the person that supported me after my father died.
He visited my parents on numerous occasions, and he attended my grandmother's 90th birthday, and he was my partner in just about everything. For 2 years.
My partner wasn't Mark Stone, who I thought he was. He was actually the undercover cop, Mark Kennedy.
He was married with two children and he was at work.
I had a relationship with a man I knew as Mark Cassidy for 5 years, and we lived together. Mark disappeared from my life 16 years ago, and the damage that I experienced and the acute paranoia that I experienced for many, many years has subsided now, but is still there.
I had a 2-year relationship with a man whose real name was John Dines. I knew him as John Barker. We moved into a flat together and we talked about spending the rest of our lives together and having a family. I loved him deeply. He said that he loved me. And then after about 18 months of the relationship, he seemed to be going through some sort of mental breakdown. And then he disappeared.
It definitely was their exit strategy. That's what they all did. Fake an emotional breakdown or have some kind of emotional breakdown and then vanish.
The name that my partner had been using was actually the name of a child who died when they were 8 years old. And really, when I saw that, my world kind of really fell apart.
Everything starts to fall apart and it starts to affect all of your memories.
I'd spent so much time with this person. I thought I knew him really well, and actually he didn't exist. I didn't even know his name.
The person I thought I'd been in a relationship was actually a fictional character that had been constructed between him and his employers, the Metropolitan Police.
What had felt like meeting someone who was really perfect and shared your interests was actually a sort of form of psychological manipulation that I think is known as mirroring, where the person that you're talking to is reflecting back what they think you want them to hear. And this person, it's very easy to be the perfect person in somebody's life when you actually don't exist, you're playing a role.
Basically, I then started looking at everybody else around me, thinking, well, how do I know that any of you are real?
I had very profound issues, as do many of the women, around trusting new people.
You didn't just have a relationship with a man who didn't exist. You had a relationship with a man who didn't exist, and the back room, and the managers, and the superior officers who were making the decisions about that relationship, and the support teams that were following him around on your holidays, and the people who were listening to your phone calls, and the people who were reading your emails.
I didn't really know who I was anymore. I'd grown and changed over that time with somebody who was fictional. And, you know, if they were fictional, then what did that make me now?
There are some women who have had children with undercover police officers, not knowing. There's one woman in particular who didn't know until 25 years later. There are other women who desperately wanted children, and through this experience were denied that opportunity because their years of fertility were stolen by these men. And then there are other women like me who've been fortunate enough to go on to have children, but still somehow at some point have to explain to the children what this story is.
These units have been systematically abusing women since 1968.
All the police in that unit operating in that way had to be married to get the job because their employers thought that that gave them something to come home for.
They declined to prosecute the officers for sexual assault or misconduct in public office because they said the relationships were based on genuine feelings of mutual attraction. The consent was obviously negated by the huge level of deception. There is no way on this earth that anybody would consent to have a relationship with somebody if they knew that everything about that person was false and that that person was in their life to spy on them.
The Metropolitan Police have been institutionally sexist in their handling of these relationships and in their use of undercover officers.
We shared our innermost thoughts with them. We've got absolutely no idea how much of that is now on special branch files.
It feels to me that women are there, in the eyes of the police, to be used. They are either there as a target, or they are there to offer credibility and cover to these officers. I was somebody who was trusted in our group. People knew who I was. Or we were considered to be a perk of the job.
We still have no answers to why this abusive behaviour was allowed to happen. We've had absolutely no disclosure.
One of the things I want answers to is who knew, who authorised it, why was he in my life, and who else has been affected?
We have to have the cover names released so that the true extent of these abuses can be seen. Because ultimately what we want to do is to make sure that these abuses never happen to anybody else again.
There are many, many women and other people who will have been spied on who don't know. And unless we are told the cover names of the officers in these squads, then we're not going to know the scale of these deployments. And that for me is essential.